Psalm 121, please open quickly to it. Psalm 121. I'm talking to you very quickly. This is an exhortation. I'm not doing a full-blown message. Amen?
Amen.
But there are things I'm just going to give to you. One, two, three. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 121, I'm going to read beginning from 1 to the end. Verses 1 to 8. I read in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. The psalmist is saying, I am going to look everywhere. I am going to look everywhere. I will not take away any options. I will try my best. I will look, because hills are mountains that protect the city. I am going to do my own part. I'll do my part. I'll look unto the hills. But I know one thing. The hills will not be the one that protect me. I know who protects me. He said, where will my help come from? I look to people. I look to situations. I do my best. But I know that everything I do is nothing if the Lord does not help me. And that was what I said yesterday when I was told to give a testimony. Hebrews 3:4 was what the Lord gave to me. And the Lord said, every house is builded by someone, but the builder of all things is God. So you can do your best, but you have to understand that God is the one that blesses the work of your hand. So we are not saying divine help is to move you out of responsibility. You have to see what is in your power that you must do. Improve your life. Maybe you have to go to school. Maybe you have to change your job. Maybe you have to even go and learn how to drive. Maybe God wants to move you from one location to another, and you are so stuck because, you know what? I don't want to drive. I'm so happy with where I'm at. And all I want to just do is jump on my train. And God is saying, you must stretch and take your own responsibility because God wants to bless you. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where will my help come from? That is not saying you will depend on the hill for your help, but rather you depend on the Lord. But you still have to do your part. I have decided to do something. I will not just sit down asking God to just come down and do something. But I will do my part. Somebody say, I will do my part.
I will do my part.
So, when you are asking God for help, does not make you go sleep. When you are asking God for help, should open you up to God, what is my part in this? It's not making us to take the key to our brain and throw it after we lock it into the ocean and say, now God, you are in charge and control. Help comes from you. I have nothing to do. No, that's not what it's saying here. I have decided to look up. I have decided to look around. I've decided to see the hills that also can offer physical protection. But in the midst of all of this physical protection, God is the only one that can truly offer help.
Amen.
So you must know the source of your help. You must know the source of your help. Verse 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The source true source of help is from the Lord. The Lord can use anybody. The Lord can use any circumstance. The Lord can use any situation. But you have to understand who is using them. Who is using them? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now, if you look through the whole scripture and read it all the way, it's talking about the things the Lord would do. His protection, the Lord will keep you stable, the Lord will make sure that all is well with you, He will not allow wicked people to touch you, He will not allow evil to come around you, He will preserve your going out, He will preserve your coming in, the Lord is going to be with you even now and forever. But the question is this, will God come from heaven and personally? Now, do something for you at your job. Will God appear at your job now and say, "Ooh, I am God. Now I'm here to sign the promotion letter for this person to move to the next level." Or will God now go to where you're looking for a job and say, "Ooh, I am God. Now I sit on the interview panel and I offer this job to this person today." No, He will go through people. He will use individuals, He will use circumstances, He will use people to bring about help. He will give you favor at your job, He will give you favor, He will give protection. The Lord will use people. And it's very important because the Lord was speaking to me, He said, this is where we miss divine help. Whenever we're looking up to God for help, and God uses people, we sometimes thank God, but we forget to thank the people that God used. And because we do not recognize the channel that God used, we mismanage the channel. And then the channel can close. God, where is your face? I believe you for help. And God said, yes, my face is right here, and I've sent so, 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 and so, even though God might not tell you like that, but God brings somebody to bring about the delivery of that blessing and bring the delivery of that miracle. And you did not even acknowledge the fact that God used somebody. How many of you know that this bulb that is giving us the illumination is not the source of the current? You know the bulb is the one you see that is bringing the illumination. But the source of the current is not the bulb. And how many of you know that if you have the current, without the bulb, you will not have illumination? And how many of you know that God is the source of the blessing? But the individual that is the conduit to bring out the delivery of that blessing is as important as God who has enabled the blessing. Because God needs someone to connect and to transfer the blessing to you. And the Lord said, I should tell you today, that as you look up to Him for help, you must also be grateful to those that He uses. So, because that is where we all miss it. Today is our Thanksgiving service. I'm sure we don't have a problem saying, thank you, Jesus, you are the owner of my soul. Alpha and Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, you are worthy to be praised. And we're all happy saying we're thanking God. But we look down on those that God used, we used, we dumped, we trash. And we wonder why we don't have help tomorrow. Because God said, everybody I sent across you to help you, you always mismanage, you always trash, you always talk down on, you don't even acknowledge it, you don't even thank. Some of us don't even even find it easy to say thank you to somebody. No matter how good, no matter how great, no matter how close, no matter who the person is. We think we deserve everything. We deserve it. But remember the person that God used. Maybe if that person had not yielded to God, if that person had not been obedient to God, you wouldn't have received that blessing. So for the fact that the person yielded to God's leading to bring about a blessing, you must learn to give honor to the vessel. We give honor to God. Most of us don't have problem from that. We don't. We are fine. But the complication is when it's now to acknowledge the vessel. And when God told me this, you know, this thing, and I said I'm going to share with the church as we do Thanksgiving, you know, I was thinking about it. It hits your pride, your ego, you know, because you don't want people to know your story like that. You know, you want to carry yourself like I got it all wrapped up, everything is fine, you know, put your best foot forward, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No one, nobody looking at you like, oh, shoot, this person too. But you do not understand that when you honor the vessel that God has sent to you, God is honored. Because that person that was obedient to God will now be more obedient to God, because the person now is happy that, God, you used me. I'm honored doing this for you. Next time, Lord, I want to do more for you. Yes. Because he now sees honor in obedience to God. But when you do not acknowledge the vessel and the person is discouraged, it's like every time, Lord, you use me, I am always beaten down. Every time you use me, God, you always dump me. There is nothing good. Does he even pay to be good? I am always a victim of my own kindness. Everybody I try to use, they beat me down, they dump me. Do you think God will be happy? Do you think God will be happy?
No.
Every time people are used by God in your life, how do you treat them? How do you treat them? Well, I deserve it. Yeah, God will do it for me because I'm what? And those people now go to God and cry because, God, I try to be nice, I try to be obedient, but I am always at the back of the line. I am always the one that is being humiliated. I'm always the one that is being punished. I'm always the one. And God now is not happy, and you wonder why you can't get no more blessing, because God is not going to send more people to you to trash them. Learn to be grateful. Be grateful to God, and be grateful to people that God has used. Because you wonder why you got 1, 2, 3 blessings and it stopped. You go back and say, how did I treat the first person that God used? How did I treat the second person that God used? How did I treat the third person? And maybe now begin to say, Lord, help me to be more grateful. Help me, Lord, to cast out my pride and now to appreciate the source and also the vessel. And today, as we do our Thanksgiving, I want us to know, yes, our help comes from the Lord, divine help. But we have to also understand he uses people in our lives. And I want to encourage you, if you have never said thank you to someone that you know God used in your life, don't let this month pass. Because it's a month of divine help. Try and acknowledge. You don't have to give money. You don't have to. At least a word of, you know, thank you for letting God use you to bless me. Would make the person feel good that I didn't even know like that I'm a blessing to you. And next time, the person I want to be a blessing to more people. But when someone blesses you and you use the person, you trash the person, you do whatever you want to do, and you kick the person, and you think that's what the, well, I already got what I wanted. You know, some people are so used and dumb. I already got what I wanted, so who you think you are? Wait, don't talk about that, because you know, God blessed me already. I don't want nobody mentioning how God blessed me. Do you know some people who don't want people to tell the story of how God used someone else to bless them? That's how proud we are. I wonder why we can't get more blessing. To God, that's it. To cut it off. Because God is saying, I have used someone to bless you, and you have trashed that. So what did you do? You locked the tap. You took out the bulb. The source is there, but the illumination is not coming. Mm. And now wonder why. So if you have to repent, if you know that you have treated people badly that were good to you, ask God to forgive you. Because you don't even know why you're getting more blessings like that. This is November. December is coming. And now we're going to be looking straight to the next year. God wants us to fix these things. Because God wants to bless us more. And he does not want us to close just one door and then we close 100 behind it. But when we are grateful, because God used, the person that God used may not be cute. That is the person God used. The person God used may have all kinds of damage. That is the person God used. The person God used may not be up to that. But that is the person God used. God used that. And even the cult that carried Jesus that was not human, because he carried Jesus, he had the opportunity to jump on human clothes. And when they were singing Hosanna to Jesus, I could imagine the cult taking a little portion because he carried Jesus. How do you treat the cult carrying Jesus in your life? How do you treat the cult carrying Jesus in your life? You think all you want to do is to be grateful to God and then trash the cult? The cult is needed to carry Jesus into Jerusalem. How do you treat the cult carrying Jesus in your life? And you wonder why things are so tight. And you wonder why help is no more coming. And you wonder why favor is no longer coming. And you wonder why people are no longer showing up to help. How do you treat people the God sent to help you today? As we thank God, I want us to take time. Later on this week, this month, don't let it pass because it's talking of divine help. For you to say thank you for letting God use you. Don't assume because you deserve it, you have to do it. Take time. It could be your mom, it could be your dad, it could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be your friend, it could be your anybody. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being supportive. Don't assume because they're the mom, they have to do what they have to do. They don't have to do what they have to do. Do you know the number of moms that don't care? Don't say because, well, that is your wife, or that is your husband, or that is your child, or that is your brother, or that is your sister. They have to do what they do. Do you know the number of all of these wonderful relationships with our family that hurt us even more? So you have to learn to say thank you to whoever God has used in your life. Let us mistreat the source and mistreat the vessel. Because when you do not honor the vessel that God has sent into your life, God is hurt. Because you know what you have just done to other people? You have discouraged that vessel from obeying God in the life of other people. Because that person will not say, the last time God told me to do that, I know I suffered and I still have the bruise. And then the Lord will not send that person to another person. God, remember the last time you asked me to do that to her? Lord, remember I'm still suffering depression from all the emotional bruise I'm suffering because of how they treated me. So God, I'm so afraid to even obey you now to do good to other people. Because of the way somebody treated that vessel, the source is also not happy because you have literally messed up the flow of God's blessing to the life of other people. So if you think that God is the only one you're going to say thank you to and you're going to trash all the vessels, think about this. Because God wants to use the vessels to bless you more and to bless other people. So you could imagine there are 10 vessels blessing people and everybody trashing all those vessels. And all of us want to receive those blessings. But because we have all hurt the vessels that God has used, nobody is ready to now carry the current to an illumination position. And we're all waiting. The current is there, but now God is looking for the vessel to use, but nobody is ready to say, God, here am I, use me. Because we have mistreated everybody. The current is there, but we're not receiving. Why? Because we have not shown gratitude. When you say thank you to the person that God used, you have also honored the person who sent that person to your life. And that person now God will use in the life of more people. Amen. And you too now, because there are other people too that are happy to say yes to God more. So now you will no longer lack vessels, the living God's blessings. But when you dump, another person use and dump, another person use and dump. And we all mistreat all the vessels that God is sending. Now you wonder why there is no more this, you know, distribution of the blessings. Because we all shut down every single vessel. May God help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So today, as we come with our thanksgiving offering, I want us to say, Lord, we thank you. I thank you for you are my helper. And I thank you for those that you have used to help me. If you can stand, I will appreciate it if you do stand up. But if you can't, that's fine. Just speak to God and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for what you have done in my life. Thank you for the people you have also used to bring about this miracle. I thank you because you are the source of my help. You are my helper. And I thank you for the people you have used to bring about this help, to bring about the delivery of this help. I am grateful. I thank you. I bless you. Father, if I have hurt anyone that you have used to bless me, Father, forgive me. Lord, give me the grace to make things right. Help me, Lord, to be humble enough to know it is not that I deserve it, it's because they yielded themselves to be used by you to bless me. Speak to God right now. Speak to God, because the Lord is ready to do more blessing and do greater things. And God is saying, if we don't fix this and there are no channels through which these blessings can reach us, we will think God is not blessing. It's not that God is not blessing. It is because we are always shutting down the vessels through which the blessings should come. Ask the Lord, forgive me for mistreating every single vessel in my life. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that in the name of Jesus, you give me a new heart and a new spirit. Not just to acknowledge and appreciate you as the source of my blessing, but also to appreciate those people that you have raised up as blessings in my life. Father, I thank you for a new beginning. I thank you for you are the source of my help. And I thank you for every single person that you have used to bring about the delivery of this help. I give you glory. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I pray for their family that you will bless them too. That Lord will encourage them. If there is anyone that has helped you, maybe they are going through something. They helped you, but they have their own problems. Pray for them. Lord, send help to them too. As they have helped me, Lord, help them. Almighty, send help to them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that if we pray for all those people that God has used to help us, we are praying for ourselves? Because God will use you too to help other people. And then other people too will pray for you. Don't you know that it goes around and the circle keeps going? And we keep praying for each other, appreciating each other, loving each other. And God now has more vessels to use. God has more vessels now to send around. Because all of us now are vessels in the hand of the Lord. All of us are not afraid after God has sent us that we are going to be trashed down. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, oh God, that your blessing will not cease in this house. Almighty, that we shall not short circuit the current. Almighty God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, we will not only focus on you, the source of the blessing, but we are also going to understand that you need channels through which this blessing will be distributed. So, Father, is there any channel that is being hurt right now? Father, we ask for your healing, oh God, that your blessing will not cease in this house, oh God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for your blessings, for your hand of blessing that you have stretched upon us, and for the vessels that you are using to deliver this, oh God. Almighty, bless them, Lord. Bless everyone, oh God. Bless our homes. Bless our family. Father, Lord God, let the things of joy never depart. Father, as we thank you, oh God, for being the source of our blessing. Father, we thank you for those people that you have used to deliver those blessings. Almighty God, we thank you and we bless your holy name as we celebrate this first Sunday of our Thanksgiving. Father, Lord, let this new truth we have received work in our lives. Don't let it work against us. Let it take us to a new level. Even in this month, out of our divine help, let help come speedily in the name of Jesus. Don't let us shut up the tap through which the blessing is coming. Give us the grace to open it wider and get more blessings. Father, we exalt and praise you, Lord. We are grateful. We thank you. We praise you. We worship. We adore you. We honor you. Blessed be your name forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord.